Light and peace in Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God. O radiant light, O Son divine, of God the Abba's deathless face, O image of the light sublime that fills the heavenly dwelling place. O Word of God, the source of life, praises your due by night and day. Our happy lips must raise the strain of your esteemed and splendid name. O Jesus Christ, as daylight fades, as shine the lights of eventide, we praise thee, Abba, with the word, the Spirit blessed, and with them one. Let us give thanks to the God of light, always and for everything. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise be Adonai our God, ruler of the universe, who led our ancestors in the faith by a pillar of cloud by day, and a pillar of fire by night, and prepared a lamp for the anointed. Light up our darkness, O God, by the light of your Christ. May his word be a lamp to our feet, and a light to our path. For you are full of loving kindness for your whole creation, and we, your creatures, glorify you, Abba, Word and Holy Breath of Love, now and forever. Amen, amen. The mysteries of the reign of God are revealed to you. For the others, there are only parables. Jesus said to his disciples, servants of God, sing praise, praise God's holy name, bless the name of the Holy One, both now and forever, from the rising of the sun to its setting, praised be the holy name. Adonai towers above the nations. God's glory shines over the heavens. Who compares to the Holy One, who is enthroned so high, yet stoops from the heights to look down, to observe both heaven and earth? Love lifts the humble from the dust, and raises the poor from the mire, to be seated with leaders of the people, and to wear a crown of joy. The childless, no longer alone, rejoice in many children. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. The mysteries of the reign of God are revealed to you. For the others, there are only parables. Jesus said to his disciples.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Romans. We know that all creation is groaning in labor pains even until now. And not only that, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, we also groan within ourselves as we wait for adoption, the redemption of our bodies. The Word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
All creation is groaning, giving birth to a new humanity, to live as true children of God. All creation is groaning, giving birth to a new humanity, to live as true children of God. Take care of the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, and all living things that crawl on the earth, to live as true children of God. Glory to the Abba in the Word, and to the Holy Breath of love. All creation is groaning, giving birth to a new humanity, to live as true children of God. A sower went out to sow. Some seed fell on the path, some on rocky ground, some among thorns, and some on good rich soil. O Jesus Christ, sow your word in our hearts, that we may produce 100-fold. My heart is radiant with the Lord. My whole being delights in God my Savior. All people now will call me blessed. For God has loved this humble handmaid. The Almighty has shown me great favor. Holy is the name. Whose mercy embraces the faithful from one generation to the next. The mighty arm of God scatters the proud in their own conceit. Pulls tyrants from their thrones while lifting up the lowly, fills the famished with bounty, and reveals the emptiness of riches. Rescues lowly Israel, sharing such loving kindness, as promised to our ancestors, to Abraham and Sarah, and their descendants forever. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. A sower went out to sow. Some seed fell on the path, some on rocky ground, some among thorns, and some on good rich soil. O Jesus Christ, sow your word in our hearts, that we may produce 100-fold. Our dear Abba in heaven, holy be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Do not bring us to the test, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
O Holy One, source, guide, and goal of all that is, you called and gifted Jesus for a ministry of teaching and proclaiming the good news, curing every disease and illness among the people, and fulfilling the law and the prophets. Sow the seed of his word in our hearts, water it with the beauty and goodness of creation, and help it to bear fruit in our lives, to the glory of your name, the good of all earthkind, and the building up of your reign on earth as it is in heaven, where yours is the power and glory of love, now and forever. Amen. May the Spirit of God kindle in our hearts the love that fulfills the whole law. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God. Salve Regina, Mater Misericordiae, Vita Dulcedo et Spes Nostra Salve. A te clamamus, exules filii Evae, a te suspiramus, gementes et flentes, in hac lacrimarum vale. Ea ergo, advocata nostra, illos tuos, misericordes oculos, ad nos converte. Et Iesum benedictum fructum ventris tui, nobis post hoc exilium ostende. O clemens, O pia, O dulcis, Virgo Maria.
Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Let us pray. Holy, mighty, and immortal God, through the working of the Holy Spirit, you prepared the body and soul of the glorious Virgin Mother Mary as a worthy dwelling for your word. Grant that we who celebrate her memory each evening may, with the help of her prayers, be freed from ever-present evil and come to share the fullness of life eternal.